Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello everyone, this is Quinn with Q&A Selling Online, and this is episode 44. Waka waka. Okay. So I have a question from Andy, and I believe Andy asked the question before. This is the second time. And this one is, how do people get so many votes for the wish list? Okay, so the wish list is, for those that don't know, wish list is something that Amazon has implemented. And basically it's just an option where you go and you, while you're browsing Amazon as a customer, you can add something to your wish list. So when you add something to your wish list, this shows other people that you are interested, and then you can share your lists with family and friends. And when, you know, your anniversary comes up or Christmas comes up, and then they can pick through that and they know what to buy for you. Lately, there's been a lot of people that jump up in rankings because suddenly they get a lot of their products added to wish lists. And Amazon gives a fair amount of importance to products that are added to the wish list, products that are added to the cart, even if somebody doesn't buy them. So that ranks the product on Amazon. And I believe that if the search that brought you to the product as you click on the wish list or add to cart, I believe that also gives you keyword ranking, whatever keyword brought you to that product. And obviously there's a lot of black hat happening on Amazon, just like everywhere else, because there are those people that always have to bend the rules, others just break the rules to try to get an edge on their short-term profits, short-term, I was going to say branding, but there's no branding if you go black hat, because building a brand is different. Building a brand requires work and a solid foundation. But anyway, so what people do is there's a bot, and it's I'll mention it here. I hope this is not just going to increase the people that are going to use this, but the Ablo traffic bot. The Ablo traffic bot, actually, it can send keyword-based traffic to the listings that you select, right? It can add things to cart. It can vote for you if you're some online competition and you need votes. This can give you votes. It will add your product to the wish list. You know, and you don't need different IPs. You don't need anything. Basically, you get this membership with the Diablo, and they will take care of everything else. So you will always be kind of incognito, although there's ways to track that it is bots. A lot of these people that use them like saying no, it is not traceable. But for instance, I got some traffic sent to one of my sites, and I have, as I mentioned before, I have software that tracks all the movements that a user does while on my site. Right, so there's a camera that tracks. Obviously, I don't see their face, but when a customer's on my site, I see where their mouse goes, what they're looking at, or if they're on the phone, I can see kind of where their finger is and what they're looking at, what they're reading, and stuff like that. And when these bots come over to my site, I can see that they are bots, because their actions are exactly the same every time. So therefore, if I can see this, trust me, Amazon, that is a giant, they can see this. Anyway, so like I said, this is short term. The Avalo is completely black hat. There are, obviously, there are things that you can use it for that are not black hat. Well, I was going to try to say something nice here, but I can't think of one right now. But I know there is. I know if, you know, it's an automated bot that can do certain operations for you. So, just for those that don't think this is black hat, let me just tell you something. About 15 years ago, I started dealing with bots. I started dealing with bots, and I had bots that would play poker for me. Nowadays, that's completely normal, right? Back then, I could leave my computer turned on 24/7, and I had half a dozen bots on a couple laptops and desktops turned on 24/7, like I said, and they would be playing poker for me. Anyway, I ended up grabbing one of those bots and using it for something different. What I did was, I had a bunch of AdSense sites, and this was something pretty new back then, and I grabbed the high converting, or the paid item, was the keywords such as insurance or car insurance and stuff like that. So I created a domain. I bought a domain. I cannot remember, something related to insurance. I uploaded a bunch of just an HTML page with a bunch of keywords in there related to insurance. And then I put three blocks of advertising from Google AdSense. And then what I did was made sure that my bot would access my page and go randomly click on my advertising. So I thought it was a genius, and I thought that was something nice. So anyway, that was about 15 years ago. It lasted one day. It lasted one day. By the next day, I had a message from Google themselves telling me that they knew what I was doing, and my account was banned, just like that, banned. So, because I never tried it again, and I apologized, and I never collected a cent from that revenue, I ended up having a good relationship after that with Google. I actually had, not too long ago, a couple hour phone call from somebody from Google AdWords helping me out, because when they help me, they help themselves pretty much. And since I started dedicating myself more to Facebook advertising than to Google AdWords. But anyway, normally what I was gonna say is, normally a Google ban for something like I did is normally a lifetime ban, and it doesn't matter how many emails you have. It doesn't matter how many names you can create. If they want to know that Quinn Amorm has email X or email Y that I created, they will know. So they ended up accepting my apologies, and not even that soon. It was, I would say, 5 years later, something like that, that I ended up falling back into the good grace. But just I wanted to bring this up so you know exactly what is happening and how these people are doing it. But I want to strongly remember you that you should not use short-term techniques if you are building a brand. And I am no angel. Like I just told you this story of what happened to me, although it was a while back, and I would never do that such thing again because I have too much to lose right now. So I would never do that. I just want to remind you, stay safe, keep your accounts safe, do not go down risky roads, do not go down the easy road, just try to build your brand and then expand your brand, make sure your roots are deep enough, and then build it super wide. And I know that will may cause a discussion with some people that building wide versus building deep. And I used to think that building deep was the best thing, but I have since changed my mind, and I honestly believe the best thing is to build wide. Build wide. You know, the best, nobody can knock you down if you have a super wide foundation. If you have a 10-mile long foundation, that's it. All right. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Just remember, spend some time with your family and always profit. Thank you.